Just 4 years after its first harvest of genetically modified GM Atlantic salmon in Canada, the U.S. biotechnology company Aqua Bounty is selling its on-land GM fish factory at Rollo Bay, Prince Edward Island, PEI, Canada. Local community groups have confirmed that Aqua Bounty's factory is now closed. "We never wanted genetically modified salmon and were relieved the company has shut down production," said Sharon Labchuk of Earth Action PEI. Aqua Bounty is not currently producing any GM salmon. Aqua Bounty owes $2.2 million to the government of Prince Edward Island from a loan provided to assist the construction of the building that is now for sale. In total, over $8 million was invested by the federal and provincial governments through multiple grants and loans. "Millions of our public money was wasted to support this worthless, dangerous genetically modified fish," said Leo Broderick of the Council of Canadians PEI chapter, which is also a member of the coalition GMO-Free PEI that fought to stop the GM salmon in PEI. In February 2023, Aqua Bounty announced that it would no longer produce GM salmon at Rollo Bay, and in September 2024 the company announced that the building is for sale. However, as recently as December 2023, the federal government provided Aqua Bounty with up to $612,000 to support business productivity and scale-up at Rollo Bay, and on February 29, provided Aqua Bounty with a loan of $158,246 at a 3% interest rate. Mark Butler, senior advisor with Nature Canada, said, "The federal and provincial governments should never have funded this technology that puts wild salmon at risk and jeopardizes the funding and efforts these same governments are putting into restoring and protecting wild Atlantic salmon. This was a poor use of taxpayers' money and governments should recoup our money." The Canadian facility was one of two sites run by Aqua Bounty. Both are now closed. The second, in Indiana, was sold earlier this year to the company Superior Fresh, which only uses non-GM fish and non-GM fish food. Aqua Bounty says it will use funds from the building sales to finance the construction of a bigger GM salmon factory in Ohio. However, construction in Ohio has been on hold since June 2023. "This was always going to be a biotech boondoggle. Genetically modifying fish is unnecessary and unwanted," said Lucy Sherritt, coordinator of the Canadian Biotechnology Action Network, which has been tracking Aqua Bounty for over 10 years. "The GM salmon was the first ever GM food animal sold in the world. There is no mandatory labeling of GM foods in Canada for consumers." Originally published by GM Watch.